Welcome back to this course on changing habits through mindfulness. Yesterday, we examined the importance of cultivating attention as a key element of mindfulness that's also essential to changing habits. Today, we'll explore the attitude or attitudes with which we meet our experience, which is also a key element of mindfulness. When we resist our experience, fighting with the way we're feeling, wanting something we don't have, or judging ourselves for what we're doing or feeling, or not doing or not feeling, then we're not being present, not being mindful. A key element of mindfulness is acceptance of what we're experiencing and feeling, meeting this moment as it is. We don't have to like something that feels unpleasant, but it's important to accept that what is here now is present and work wisely and kindly with it. Tara Brach has called this quality radical acceptance, deep-rooted acceptance, allowing this moment to be as it is, to come and go. Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now, speaks of this as saying yes to what is, saying yes to what is. And the poet Dorothy Hunt put it this way: peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. When we meet this moment just as it is, we change our relationship with it. We're no longer in a struggle with how things are. A quality of ease and freedom can arise, even in the midst of difficult experiences. Meeting our experience with kindness is also a key element or attitude of mindfulness. When we meet ourselves and our experience with kindness, we end our struggle with ourselves and with the world. The Tibetan Buddhist teacher Chogyam Trungpa put it this way: there's no need to struggle to be free. Ending the struggle is itself freedom. There's no need to struggle to be free. Ending the struggle is itself freedom. A third key attitude of mindfulness, along with acceptance and kindness, is curiosity. When we're curious, when we're interested in our experience, we step out of identification with what we're feeling or experiencing. Think of the difference between being swept up in anger, ready to lash out at someone, and bringing awareness to the anger. When we become aware of the anger, we may feel its energies in the body and the mind. They can be quite intense and powerful. But now we're more in an observing mode. We're no longer held in the sway of the anger, no longer swept up in it. It's very valuable to cultivate these qualities of mindfulness, these attitudes of mindfulness, in meditation and bring them into our daily lives. They're qualities that are essential to changing habits because they allow us to become aware of our experience rather than automatically acting on our impulses and urges. They help us get some distance from our behaviors so we are less identified with them. And they open more space around the behaviors so that we can make choices that lead to greater freedom and happiness. In the practices we'll be exploring over the coming days, to work with specific kinds of habits and habit energies, we'll be coming back to these qualities and cultivating them. So we'll do a meditation now on attitude. This is a meditation that involves being aware of the attitudes you're bringing to your experience. It involves asking, am I meeting this moment in a welcoming way? With acceptance, with kindness, or am I meeting it with resistance or judgment? It's a practice you can incorporate into formal meditation periods, as well as at different times in your daily life. Sit comfortably and allow yourself to relax and settle. Close your eyes if you'd like to, or keep them half open, and let your attention rest in your body. You might consciously let your awareness move out of the thinking mode, out of the brain, down into the body. Take a few full breaths. And on each out-breath, releasing any tension you might be holding. Invite your body to relax, slowly moving your attention down and up your body. Inviting a softening of any area where you might be holding tension. So letting the breath be relaxed and easy, just natural breathing. See if there's any area of the body that you could invite to relax. Maybe there's some tension or clenching of the muscles in the stomach. And as you sit in this meditation, open to whatever you're experiencing in an accepting and non-judging way. If it helps ground you, you can maintain a relaxed awareness of your breathing. To help bring awareness to your moment-to-moment experience and cultivate kindness, interest, and acceptance, you might periodically bring awareness to your experience and notice your attitude at that moment. Is there a feeling of being on your way somewhere? Are you tensing up or defending yourself against something? Are you resisting your experience? Does your relationship to this moment feel friendly and kind? Is there a quality of welcoming or allowing what's present to be here? Or is there an attitude of pushing away? If your attitude is one of resistance or clinging or judging, you might consciously evoke an attitude of kindness to yourself and to your experience. You could put your hand on your heart and wish yourself well. May I be at peace. May I be happy. You could invite an attitude of interest to your experience. What am I aware of? How does it feel? See if you can consciously say yes to whatever you're experiencing by accepting, welcoming, and allowing what's present to be just as it is. You could bring a smile or a half smile to your face. Relax the muscles at the corners of your mouth and your eyes. And offer the welcoming attitude of a smile to whatever arises. So noticing what's present at any moment, just noticing maybe there's tightness or there's sadness or there's restlessness or there's a feeling of joy or peace. Simply notice what's present and ask yourself, how am I meeting this moment? How am I meeting this experience? And invite an attitude of kindness to whatever you're feeling, accepting what's here right now, being curious, being interested in whatever is present. How am I meeting this moment? What's my relationship to this experience? This is the cultivation of attitudes of mindfulness that can help us transform unhealthy habits and develop and cultivate more healthy ones. And over the coming days, I invite you to bring this practice into your meditation and into your daily life. For example, at work in a meeting, you might check in with your experience and ask yourself, how am I meeting this moment? How am I responding? With judgment or resistance or by spacing out or with kindness, with curiosity, with acceptance? And if there is resistance, judgment or some other way of avoiding what you're feeling, you can invite an attitude of kindness and acceptance to whatever you're feeling. Over the coming days, we'll explore how to bring mindfulness to different habit energies, beginning tomorrow with an exploration of the different kinds of habit energy and how we can work skillfully with them. So once I ring the bell, you could, if you'd like, just sit for a little longer, just bringing awareness to what has been shared and practiced in this session.